Good afternoon. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. An email shows the utility giant Commonwealth Edison wrote a column for State Representative Charles Jefferson to submit to a local newspaper under his own name. The Rockford Register-Star reports Jefferson sent in a 420-word column urging state regulators to reverse a rate cut that he says would impede ComEd's efforts to modernize its power grid. An email accidentally forwarded to the newspaper showed ComEd had written the column. Jefferson sits on the House Public Utilities Committee. ComEd has given him at least $21,500 in campaign donations since 2006. Champaign teachers have overwhelmingly approved a strike authorization vote, meaning their union can strike, but the union hopes to avoid doing so. No strike date has been set. The Champaign Federation of Teachers and the Unit 4 School Board have been meeting since April and will hold their next negotiating session October 15th. A federal mediator was brought into those talks back in August. Union President Kathy Mannin says they are disappointed in the pace of negotiations. School Board President Sue Gray says part of the problem is meeting everyone's schedule.
Navigate the schedules of so many people, one being the federal mediator who's out of Indianapolis. So absolutely, we'd like to be able to meet earlier and get things done, but trying to coordinate all those schedules can be a little difficult.
Manning says the union goes into each bargaining session prepared to reach an agreement. In the wake of yesterday's vote to authorize a strike, she hopes to hear feedback from members about what they want in a contract. Salary has been the main concern, but Mannin says uncertainty over Illinois pensions is another issue. If talks on the 15th fail, another negotiating session is scheduled for October 24th. The teachers' union in Chicago is counting ballots today. Results of that vote on whether to accept the contract proposal that halted last month's strike could be known as soon as tonight. Teachers were out for 7 days before they suspended the strike. Steve Carter says the time is right for retirement. Champaign City Manager for nearly 28 years says he'll step down from the job in 6 months. Carter announced his decision at last night's Champaign City Council meeting after meeting with the council in closed session. He says the timing's right because city affairs are relatively quiet right now. Carter says one of his great challenges was not that long ago when the city was forced to cut staff due to budget cuts made necessary by the recession. He says that was done with the help of a voluntary separation program for city employees.
We used a voluntary separation program to do that. That was very successful and ended up reducing our workforce about 10%, which is sad to see people move on who've contributed so much and realize with fewer employees we just can't quite do as much as we've done before. But, you know, I think we came through it pretty well, and now we're at the point where, you know, we're actually filling vacancies.
Carter says he's grateful for the city council's support that's allowed him to serve so long as Champaign city manager. He says a typical city manager's tenure is just 6 or 7 years. Carter says he plans to stay fully engaged in his job during his final months, but will be working on a smooth transition to his eventual successor. We'll hear more from Steve Carter later in this hour. The mayor of Chicago says he's determined to grow the city's tech economy as other cities see that industry booming. As Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports, Mayor Rahm Emanuel came to the U of I campus yesterday to recruit students.
Mayor Emanuel spoke at the university's National Center for Supercomputing Applications, where about 20 years ago the first popular web browser was developed. He had a message for students in the computer science and engineering departments.
I don't want you to see what's going on in Singapore. I don't want you to see what's going on in New York. In the valley. I want you to see what I would call the valley in the alley of Chicago as the place you can take your idea and economize it and monetize it immediately.
Sophomore Cole Gleason interned at Facebook last summer. He says he'd like to end up in Chicago, but he doesn't know if that'll be possible.
Right now it's mostly finance, I feel, and maybe a few tech startups, but the tried and true tech giant companies, Apple, Microsoft, they are not in Chicago, and that'd be interesting to see if Chicago can develop that.
In recent weeks, executives from major companies like Yahoo and Square have also tried to lure U of I students to other parts of the country, but Mayor Emanuel hopes to beat them to the punch. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Mayor Emanuel, meanwhile, today appointed 7 new members of the City of Chicago's Ethics Board, including 2 former judges and a theologian. Spokeswoman says the mayor asked 3 of the old board members to resign. 3 others were serving on expired terms and 1 spot was vacant. Both major party candidates in the 13th District Congressional race have issued a response to Urbana Congressman Tim Johnson, who made comments yesterday saying he was upset with the negative campaigning between Republican Rodney Davis and Democrat David Gill. Johnson, who is retiring, wants both parties and congressional campaign committees to pull campaign ads he says are full of half-truths, outright lies, and attacks. On behalf of Davis, former Republican Congressman Tom Ewing stated he's proud of the way Davis has conducted himself during an onslaught of false and negative ads and applauds him for continuing to talk about many issues where he and Gill disagree. But Gill offered a different tone, saying he too is disappointed by the negative tone of super PACs who started running negative ads against him almost 2 months ago. But he also says Friends of David Gill has not aired a negative TV commercial or radio commercial so far in this race. Retiring Congressman Tim Johnson has been in talks with different universities about teaching once he's out of office. Although no contract has been signed, the Republican now says it's a virtual certainty he'll be at Illinois State University next spring to teach a course on Congress and war powers.
We're going to focus in on war post-Spanish-American War in the Congress. In the fall, depending on where I am, I think I'll probably teach a much more general political science course. And I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. I taught many, many years ago, and I find it a very, very enriching thing. I hope it's enriching for the students, too.
Johnson has been in politics since 1968. He says it will be kind of nice not to have to be so concerned about who wins the next election. A federal inspector found two strains of salmonella and unclean conditions at an Indiana Cantaloupe Farms fruit packaging plant during visits following a deadly outbreak linked to its melons. The Food and Drug Administration posted a report on its website on the inspector's findings during mid-August visits to Chamberlain Farm Produce Incorporated in Owensville. The inspector reported finding improperly cleaned equipment and algae growing in standing water beneath conveyor belts in the plant. One of the two salmonella strains was found on cantaloupes that had been processed and boxed. The FDA says the farm is the source of at least some of the salmonella outbreak that sickened 270 people in 26 states this summer. Indiana's Lottery Commission is hiring a private company to take over its marketing and other services in hopes of boosting profits. The commission voted Wednesday to approve a contract with Rhode Island-based GTEC that will pay the company $1.7 billion over 5 years. GTEC already provides and maintains vending machines for the Hoosier Lottery. The new contract will have the company take over lottery marketing, sales, and distribution services. And U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr.'s wife says her husband is seeing his doctor 2 to 3 times a week, and his physician will decide when the congressman returns to work. Chicago Alderman Sandy Jackson told reporters today she believes Jackson will eventually be back. She says she didn't know if that would happen before or after the November 6th election. The 47-year-old Chicago Democrat took a leave of absence about 3 months ago. It was later revealed he was hospitalized for severe depression. In sports, the Chicago Cubs conclude their season against the Astros at Wrigley Field at 1:20 today. The White Sox take the field one last time this season, playing in Cleveland tonight at 6:05. And the Cardinals take on the Cincinnati Reds at 7:15. St. Louis is going with Shelby Miller to save Adam Wainwright for the postseason. St. Louis clinched a National League wildcard berth last night. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.